Ah, Stoop. The good old days of sitting on you with cool drinks, where hot chocolates are over and done with. Goodbye. I've had some great times with you too, Giant Rock. I hid behind you, sat on you, and drew on you. And I promise I don't blame you for that scraped knee thingy. Bye. I miss her old apartment. It doesn't seem like it. It's like I'm the only one who's sad about it. Whoop-dee-doo. That's for babies. Whatever, Char. The Christmas book belongs to the old apartment. Like we all do. Ugh. I just want to get rid of this thing. And everything to be like it was before the move. Back at our old house where everything was perfect. I guess there's one thing I haven't tried. Santa said something about hearing what you have to tell me. So, I'm listening. What is it? Whoa. What? Char, Mom, Dad, I have something to tell you. I took it. I found it the night we were putting up the Christmas tree. And I hid it from everyone. I didn't want to do the whole star thing. I couldn't stand it. How it felt like you guys moved on from our old home and without me. I know, I'm sorry. But I thought the Christmas book and the lights and everything else belonged to the old place and not here. Like me. I know. And after spending some time with a lump of coal, I didn't want to move, and it made me sad. But I'm sorry I took it out on everyone. But now I get it. As long as we're all together, Christmas will always be great. And we'll make memories in this new place too. Here, Char. You can put the star on the tree. Well, let's do it together then. Weird. I don't remember wrapping this. I'm really glad you like it. I plan on doing a lot more of these to keep track of all the good times we'll have here. Merry Christmas, everyone. Breathe.